The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the Station of Decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
One. What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome back here to the Gorecast with me, Johnny Deadly, and all of the rest of the confectionery-filled, delightful people of what is today Tuesday's Pancake Podcast, which is actually what we're going to do.
Pancake Podcast.
It's a Pancake Podcast. Surprise, that's a surprise. We're not talking about movies, we're talking about pancakes and all of their pancake affiliated. I mean, technically, if you want to get pedantic, this is more of a crepe than a pancake, depending on where you're from.
Blitz, Bunsen of Blitz.
I'll just be over here reading.
I'll just be over here reading while you do that, since I'm not a pancake person.
Is that what it's actually called in America, Fat Tuesday?
Could be.
Joseph Luft just called it Fat Tuesday as well.
I said that earlier.
Maybe they thought the word trove was a word for fat.
Fat Tuesday is a naughty drop thing for over here.
The wrong, like,
but, you mean like Sam Hain? Like,
but you know, Samhain. Jesus says Samhain. Jesus says Fat Dancing Titty.
It's a carnival thing that New Orleans does, but we all kind of adopted Fat Tuesday.
The last day of Mardi Gras.
And Mardi Gras. Oh, God, like a giant party.
Oh. You'll see me going down there.
Sound good.
There we go. That should be everything.
All of the echo.
Is it echo gone now?
Esther.
I'm going to go
to
Norm.
What the fuck were we doing last that had the audio on? Today... Today, the plan is for a killer doll beatdown, where we are, not unlike the other beatdowns we've done, each of us has picked one of our favourite dolls from the genre, and have, or toys, technically, I suppose it's more than dolls, toys. And we're gonna argue our debates as to why our toy will fuck up the rest of your toys, basically.
I should have picked like an evil dildo or something. That would have been pretty fun.
The competitors on the lineup are, I should have had this probably image ready already. Anyway, while I get the image, I can say that the competitors are, we got Mithrigan from the recent movie of the same name. We have Slappy the Clown, or Slappy the Puppet from Goosebumps. We have Blade from the Puppet Master series. And we have Chip Hazard from Toy Soldiers. Because Giz, if you tell him to do something that's horror-orientated, will always pick something that somehow... Yeah.
When I go to resist the fucking crimes,
it's horror. I'm not disputing that he's a war criminal. I totally agree with you.
Roachie, I already forgot what I said. So,
before anybody asks, it worryingly took me all of 45 seconds to put Megan's face and me together.
Some say it was a natural fit.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to need to remember that. Keep that comment in your mind.
Buzz just looks like he's wearing a tux.
Yeah, I know. Well, what the fuck do you want me to do? He has a huge beard. How do I make it? I can't do the...
It is weird because I don't wear tuxes, so it does stand out for me, at least.
Oh, I am.
Last time I wore.
In my defense, I tried drawing the puppet lines on his mouth. It just kind of made his mustache look like over handlebars.
Yosemite Sam.
Well, I'm going to get you, varmint!
Now you feel the need to do it, don't you? No, I meant you. Now you feel the need to do it after.
No, I'm a grown adult, so I can exhibit restraint occasionally. Maybe. What's your point? Come at me, bro. What are you saying?
That is my prom pick, Rochi. What of it?
So, I sent him as has prom. Been tradition since we started doing this again, and because...
I misread that. I thought he said
and because pick. I also I've become...
You're not the only one, yes.
I've become quite sick of decisions. So, Giz, to the dices. I don't know what the colors are.
Highest wins or loses or whoever is highest goes first, yeah?
Where did you get Buzz's prom pick?
I sent him my prom pick.
See, so two out of four of us read that, right?
Yeah. Yep. The porn boys over here surprised him. Surprise, surprise. Porn brothers, they dirty minds.
Anyway.
In defense, I
hey,
read
Letty,
quick,
how are you getting
right?
on? Welcome in.
Six, seven. Hey, Letty.
The woodpecker.
Okay.
Who's first?
Coming in with a score of 9 is Buzzles.
So I'm first.
Yep.
Yep. You get set table. We all readies?
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not talking already, to be honest, dude.
No, I did. I was saying it already. So I didn't know if you had to set anything up or anything.
You can,
ladies
and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
That's how I met by Novia.
The Gorecast related podcast brings to you in association with many production companies that are unaware that this product is about to happen. Hey, Killer Doll beat down to generate around the world. Is that what you were
first,
looking for?
Well, it works. It helps.
Yeah. I wasn't going to do that until you were kind of like,
I didn't know if we had to get a goddamn intro. I didn't know if we had to get pictures. That's
hey, fucking promo in here. Promo in here.
Promo. All right, so horror beatdown toy version / doll version or any other wooden or plastic evil. I picked Slappy from the Goosebumps.
It's a poopit.
Yeah, he's a poop. He's a poopit.
He's a poopit.
Originally, his origins, R.L. Stein, I don't know if you remember, he wrote the Goosebumps books. His inspiration for the character came from Pinocchio. And the 1978 film Magic. It's called the film called Magic, where he had a little puppet kind of thing. Those were his two inspirations for the character. The first appearance of Slappy the Dummy was in Night of the Living Dummy, book 7 of the original Goosebump books, which came out in 1993.
I'm going to interject here and say that Buzz has visibly written a script, and I'm not used to this level of professionalism.
I've had this thing written for 2 weeks because this thing's been pushed back so many times.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's
awesome. I'm sure the generates.
I've had time to go back and sketch things here after.
Actually, I've started writing a thesis for college. In this
I was going to say. I shorted it down a little bit. I had too much. He has 9 appearances in the books throughout all the different incarnations of Goosebumps, because there's Goosebumps and Goosebumps 2000 and Goosebumps this and that and another thing. Well, he was in 9 different books.
That's a lot of Goosebumps.
Yeah, they've had a lot of books. I mean, this came out in 1991 or 2, and then they're still going in 2020. It's like 20 years of Goosebumps. 30 years. I don't know how to count.
Yeah, because I remember that bit on television.
Yeah. He's had 3 appearances in the original TV program. They had Night of the Living Dummy 2 and 3, and then there was one of the other ones towards the end of the original TV series. He was the main antagonist in the Goosebumps films, which came out in the late 2000s.
Featuring the one and only, Jack Black.
Jack Black. And he actually voiced the character.
Oh, no,
Jack Black voiced Slappy?
Yeah.
Was unaware of that.
That's what research does for you. You learn things. Because I didn't either, but I did the research. And I was like, oh, that is a surprising fact.
Look at that for a
choice. By a famous actor.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, you didn't watch the film and figure it out from the
sound. Sound like Jack Black.
No, I haven't watched. Okay, I was going to say, because I haven't watched the film.
I didn't tell him it was Jack Black
doing the puppet.
Okay, but fair enough. Fair enough.
So
because Jack Black and the puppet actually have a lot of dialogue together.
Yeah. Stein described the character as a ventriloquist dummy with a serious Napoleon complex. He comes to life by saying the translated words, which come out to "you and I are now one." He tries to make the person who awakes them their slave for the rest of their lives. He'll frame the person for any mischief that he causes, which helps him become their slave. He's like, hey, nobody's going to believe that a dummy did that. The blame's going to go on you. So you better do what I say, or you're going to get in trouble, peoples. So his powers. This is where we go down all the different versions of him, because I don't remember all these powers from the Rocks, honestly. I think I've only read the first three books. Now there's like six more that all this other bullshit comes from. So obviously, animation, you can move. Puppet that can move. Yeah.
We established that relatively quickly into the...
Yeah. He actually has mind control. Didn't know that.
I was unaware of that, too.
Yeah. He has laser eyes. Did you know he was a Cyclops? I didn't.
I'm going to say, I don't think Cyclops is... I know Cyclops from the X-Men has laser eyes. I don't think Cyclops natively have laser eyes.
No. X-Men Cyclops. Yeah,
just before some dude in a YouTube chat's like, excuse me, I think you're going to find that you might have got your fucking version of the Cyclops that's mixed up.
Before
well, I was trying to be polite.
But yes. I was willing to...
Same difference, yeah. Yep.
I don't mind.
He also... Hey,
I was giving him the chance to say his piece.
He also has electrokinesis. That was a big word. Don't know what it means, but he has it.
Electrokinesis, I imagine, means the control and manipulation of electricity.
Yeah. He has teleportation. You just go to one spot and float to another spot. Because
wow, this motherfucker's got a lot of shit.
I don't know. I call him plot powers. He could just, you know, the plot needs him to be over here. When he was over here, that happens.
Well, if he's magic, then can't we just say he's magic and he can do whatever his magic needs him
pretty
to
much,
do?
But I'm trying to fill a little bit more time. So I'm just reading.
Say dance magic.
I could just say he has magic powers where he can do a lot of stuff, but that's not going to fluff my time. So, thank you.
Might be easier if we just guess what powers he doesn't have.
He has telekinesis. I think that's where you read people's minds, right?
No, that's where you can move stuff with your mind.
God. Almost right. I don't know.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
I didn't research what they meant.
How about the power to move you?
To move you.
The power of Christ compels you. Is that. And
he can perform exorcisms.
Yeah, he can perform exorcism. I wouldn't be surprised.
Who would have thought that the guy that is essentially a possessed puppet could perform exorcisms?
Actually, it kind of makes sense. I mean, there was that time that, I can't remember what it was, but the devil tried to convince people he was a good guy, and he arrived on, saw a demon inside, and some dude was like, hey, you, come on, get out. And the priests were like, how did you do that? Because I'm the devil.
Seems
I just
like
told
one
them
of
what
your
to do.
Vodka and lemon infused fever dreams.
No, it was in a TV show or a film.
Yeah. That sounds
it's in a TV show or film that right now, off the top of my head, I cannot remember what it was. But the devil tried to convince people it was supernatural, maybe. Yes, it was supernatural. That was it.
Was it?
Lucifer arrived on and tried to scold the demon, and the priests were like, you're the devil! Ah, get out! And he was like, what the fuck?
Talking about Slappy, not supernatural.
There's always room for supernatural.
Yep.
You're encroaching on my time. You roll the dice.
Normally, this is
your
where I would.
Number comes up.
Normally, this is where I'd give out about the, you know, what you're saying, but it's supernatural, so I'm going to let it all of the way slide.
I have to
fair play. Okay, play through.
And his last power is immortality. You can't kill the motherfucker. He's a doll. You just go somewhere else.
Just wait.
That's less of
to be his downfall.
Yeah.
Also, less of a power, more of a state of being.
Yeah. So with a Slappy, you know, he's one of the most, like, you think of Goosebumps as a big franchise, many books, maybe in thousands, all the TV programs and the movies. And when you think of Goosebumps, who do you think of? Who is the one image that pops in your head.
The dog with the evil eyes from the intro from the original TV show.
Fuck your stupid ass. You take a slap.
No, you don't. I'm not joking. I won't lie to you. That's
sadly, I think of the dummy.
Sorry, that dog, for some reason, when I was a kid, that dog used to
just... I know what you're talking about. Where the G is just floating around. And
the dog's eyes go all lizardy.
Yeah, it
goes... I didn't watch Goosebumps. I was watching Chaos and Krypton. Was kind of like...
Doesn't make Goosebumps not good.
I know, but my mindset was this is better. So, you know.
It probably was, but I'm... Goosebumps...
No, oddly enough, well, then again, like, the whole ventriloquist dummies like creep me out, so that may be why it stuck with me.
Just the expressionless face that just sits there and stares at you and yeah. Slapping.
Those things just creep me the fuck out.
Got my face. It's just like,
Slappy isn't expressionless.
Oh, that's right.
But it's like frozen. That's what's fucking creepy.
He's got the eyebrows and the eyes do all this thing.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so he's like I said, unless you're Johnny. He's one of the most recognizable characters of the Goosebumps franchise, even when he only had he's probably had the most books. You know, we don't have the dog, the glowing eye dog doesn't have his own books, does he? Oh, there was the barking ghost. That's right. Anywho.
So he's got a book.
He's got a book.
A book. Yeah,
his story's so good they can sew it up in one. It doesn't take fucking four of them just to get to the end of it.
Or they knew everybody was going to be bored with the dog. Let's just keep writing about the dummy.
See you, Bill.
Catch you later, Billy.
I'm
bored of a dog. That's stupid. You're talking bullshit.
I'm just saying.
You're stupid.
One book versus how many with the other one? I'm just saying.
Yeah. So for my generation, like I'm talking like I'm so much younger than you guys. But he was like for young kids getting into horror, Goosebumps was your transition point for my. Our generation, sure. And Slappy was one of the most recognizable, unless you watch the TV show. Then I guess it's the dog with the glowing eyes. But for the people who didn't have TVs, because, I mean, it was the 90s. Not everybody had TV. I might not have watched it. Giz didn't watch the TV show. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Not for a lack of choice. Television.
Not because I... Yeah.
God, I mean, that's even more like the 50s, dude. Like, not everybody had a television.
I mean, sometimes they were in color on some sets.
You've done a good job, Buzz. I actually have now a lot to think about because I was unaware of the power list of Slappy.
Yeah. I kind of feel like Slappy's going to come out on top on this.
It's when you say Slappy against some of the other people, you're like, oh, this is the dummy.
I said he's done a good job. There's several of them that I've already knocked off the list I can rebuttal.
Read the powers. But yeah, so... He's the cornerstone. If you think of Goosebumps, you think of Slappy. His presence in all Goosebumps media just means he's the best. And with all of his powers, I mean, he may be able to read your mind or throw things with his mind. I don't know. I'll look up definitions while they're talking. But
he can move things with his
mind. I might write it down just to make it up. Because
Question. Has he ever used multiple powers at once, or is it all a one at a time kind of thing?
I don't know.
Has there been like an X-Men and or Avengers style scenario where several other people have tried to attack Slappy at one go and he's had to be like fum mind control?
Well, another power that I skipped over, and I'm not making this up. He actually has the ability to turn other people into dummies.
That was in the TV show. I remember that.
Yeah. So I skipped through that when I was reading. That's the transformation. That's what I skipped over. But yeah, he can actually turn other people. So if someone tries to, you know,
transmogrification.
Yeah. Yeah. If people try to gang bang him or whatever you were saying, he just turns them into dummies. You just touch them and turn them into dummies. That's what you said, right?
No.
Pretty sure it is.
Oh.
No.
I heard you said something about Avengers Goop. Slappy could beat it. Whatever it is.
To be clear, Buzz.
It's these moments where things get weird.
Gang up on him.
Oh.
To be clear, Buzz. I know which version of Avengers you've seen. But there is another version.
Don't
there's a legit version.
But yeah, gentlemen, I rest my case. That's my opening argument. Don't try to gangbang Slappy, or he'll turn you into a
good job. All right.
Throw him a pen.
Roll the dice and see who's up.
Oh,
some
well.
Other rhyming words. Something, something. Dark side.
Okay. Next up on the chopping board.
What the hell?
What the hell? Your surgery.
Do I, he,
nope, it is character.
Alright. So, excuse me. My dude, first appearance.
What up, my
Puppet
dude?
Master.
Your dude. What my up, dude. Bro? My dude, yeah.
My dude came out in 1989 with his first appearance of Puppet Master. Now, yes, he only stands 1 foot 9 inches and comes in at 4 pounds, but this motherfucker, as small as he is a badass. He is a leader to multiple puppets. When he doesn't feel like doing the killing, sends off the fucking minions to go do it for him. When he feels like getting up close and personal, he's small, he's quick, deadly, hook with a hand, or hoof for a hand, blade for a hand, goes slicing and dicing. Excuse me. He was a doll that had a soul of a human put inside of him. And let's see.
I'm not going to say why. I'm not going to give anyone benefit points. I just something.
Gotcha. And is one of the few puppets that has been able to be in every Puppet Master movie. Has made 14 appearances, plus the one crossover that was Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys. And let's see, got his own solo film because he's that much of a badass back in 2020. And in comic books and movies, he's totaled around 45 kills. So that's what I'm talking about with Blade.
Oh, that was...
That was it. Like,
straight to the point.
I mean, silent. He's quick. He's a man of few words. Like,
not unlike yourself.
Just kind of like...
Exactly where I was going to go. That's my Carter pick.
Okay. Carter was, he's killed 45 people. That's more than anyone else in the list. Winner.
Hey. I'm just saying, like, he's you know, done his time and dropped the motherfuckers. So he's not some easy, like, he's been booted across rooms in multiple movies.
Okay.
You know, fucking did that whole sign swing away thing.
Carter, I have a question.
Yes.
How does he do in gangbangs?
Carter, no.
Well,
video.
He leads them. he leads them.
He's the front of the human.
You could say he's the head cock. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
I think he's a power top. His butt is actually, isn't it?
He's a bit of a warrior. He'll stand back and watch the other puppets go at it. Or sometimes he just takes
those guys.
This is how we're doing it, folks. And he shows them. So, few words, but many actions.
No, this isn't a kid's
toy
show.
This isn't a kid's toy show, folks. It's not, no. You're not going to see us on fucking with Ryan, with old Tubbs.
We're going to Nickelodeon, followed by the
Nick, Rats. Nick.
I'm looking at 4 kids right now.
I'm looking
at that hurts.
What can I say? Right, is that it?
Yeah, okay. My guy doesn't have any superpowers or anything like that, but
okay.
He's got the soul of a human. Taste for blood.
Gizzles, I'm ready when you are. Roll the dice between us.
Yeah.
Two beauties.
Okay. Not gonna lie, is that... Okie dokie, picking a pokey. Two for me, and 7 for Johnny. I guess I'm going last.
Okay, let me, there we go.
Last
one room. Day, all of the posters I download will be the same fucking size, and they'll just fit. And it'll be a beautiful
but,
time.
You know, considering I had to go first last week, this is kind of...
No.
I
know
nice
she's
symmetry.
New out.
God, that's creepy as shit.
Isn't it? Isn't
fuck
it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's
like
creepy?
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Give me... Let me do my intro, and then we'll see how creepy this is. Okay. How's that feel? So, anyway, I've picked Mitrigan from the latest movie that came out in January. because I was a little bit worried, but the lads agreed that they were like, no, she's a buddy doll, essentially, for a girl. So she fits into the category. And I was like, perfect, because before I get into the background story from Etrigan, essentially, she's a Terminator, really, isn't she? Like, if you break it down to his
baby Terminator,
if you break it down to his bare bones, it's a Terminator, but with sentience and the ability to be a real manipulative, evil, cunning bitch. Now, I spent hours, and I cannot describe hours, delving into the brain of Matrigan so I could get ready for this beatdown. I mean, in depth, full blown. I went down a rabbit hole, and I have made a montage of my training that I've gone for this.
I'm gonna love this.
Back in a second.
Your goal is to protect Katie from harm.
Research shows if you force a child to eat vegetables, they'll be less likely to choose those foods as adults.
Say and turn off.
Someone get their hands on that deep face, deep fake type thingy.
Oh, I'm not sleeping tonight.
No, no, you're not. No, you're not.
I
am quite happy. I did genuinely, to make that even creepier, spent about an hour yesterday figuring the right way to mix between the audio from the video and the actual background tune. They're not together. I was bumping them in and out. So I did put some work into
that.
That's
a fucking scar.
I'm in the brain
for
of
a while.
She's very, very cunning. Great, obviously cold and calculated. Just a little murder machine. That's it. She initially has the job of protecting a young little girl, but eventually her directives get changed to just more of a... Okay, whatever. I was protecting you, but now you've been a bit, I won't lie to you, you've been a bit of a bitch too. So, you know, gotta protect you from yourself. That's the way I'm gonna rationalize it. Brr, brr, brr. Error, let's go. Murder posse. And the girl can boogie. She may not have appeared in several different episodes of TV shows, but I will say she got a whole movie to herself.
Yeah. And probably a sequel.
And I know your guy got a movie, but this is a major motion picture movie.
Oh, mine were major motion picture movies. Just son of a bitch.
My guy did enough of them.
Your guy actually did get a movie, but it wasn't a movie about himself.
That's true.
Blade didn't get a major motion picture movie. I don't think the Blade movie.
No, but I mean, if you add up all those movies, like, they could almost equal a major motion picture.
Honestly.
They're all short enough to put them all together.
Like, he's done the legwork.
Also,
you know,
Matrigan, everyone came out going, awesome. Wish you hadn't cut it down to under 15 so we didn't get to see all of the murdering, because god damn it looked like some she did some damage.
Did you hear about what's coming out though?
On cut?
The unrated.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I might see that elevator scene in its full murder.
Yes.
It actually might be. Let me. You talk. I'm going to look it up because it's actually soon.
But, yeah. So. Storyline-wise, as I said, that's basically the ins and outs of it. She's a murder robot that's supposed to mind a kid, but then the kid gets bitchy when she's murder robot starts murdering everybody. You know, because you do. These things happen. And, and then she's just kind of murder robot in general. She does meet a bit of a demise, but yet, is it ever a demise with those kind of robots? I didn't see her going into a large melting pot of fucking lava.
Right.
You know, so...
And it only takes one download.
So she's already been confirmed for a sequel, so we know she's going to be back. Whatever. She's such a cunning little wizard, there is a chance that the way she's handled her situation at the end of it, she literally uploaded her fucking consciousness into the internet and downloads herself into something else. It could be a fucking evil toaster chasing people around.
Oh, right.
She is essentially, Skynet was designed...
Where's my toast? I was burnt.
To a certain degree, Giz has brought in an interesting point, because it is Skynet. If you were to have put legs and a fucking party dress on...
It's a baby Skynet.
She's Skynet. She's mobile Skynet.
Yeah. It's baby baby Skynet in the sense that she's just after being born, not in the sense that she's a cute little baby. Mm-hmm. And why don't you go pet her?
And most importantly, my major, and I'm going to repeat again, major point that I'm going to get into in relation to this beatdown after Giz is in, is that she's pretty much a Terminator.
Because, I mean, even like the ectoskeleton they used was pretty hardcore, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Like, they didn't fuck with that plastic shirt.
Also, update, Friday is the day that the unrated version is being released.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be on Peacock.
Peacock. So, yeah, that's me from...
We might have to Matrigan.
I don't have a long lineage of movies to get into with her as she's only been born in January. Since January.
Well, you did have awesome video to make up for that.
I did. I put literally minutes into that. Minutes.
But it will last forever.
Yep.
But... Okay, nah, I'm not going to ask. Never mind.
Any questions before we move on?
Question when he just stops it.
I was going to ask the same question I asked Carter at the end of his.
Go on.
Which was?
How is she with gangbangs?
She rips them all.
It's going to be my question for everybody's selections.
I can see a lot of detached weenuses.
Okay. Yep. Okay. That's all you have to say.
A lot of people just screaming, you know, it went terribly badly for me.
Why is my penis over there? That's what I see. That's what I foresee happening. Kids, tiny soldiers.
Small soldiers.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I guess
it's have to make me. So.
Buzz is already shit talking now because we're getting into the actual beatdown.
Oh no, we haven't gotten there.
We're getting towards it, and Buzz, now the shit talk is like, what is it, tiny soldiers, is it?
Oh, don't worry. I have the breaking of Buzz all lined up. Anyway, so, small soldiers, my pick for this beatdown is Major. Is it Major or
Major.
Captain? Hang on, man. It's Major, isn't it?
Major.
Yeah, there we go. Major Chief Hazard and his Commando Elite, because as always, I'm a dirty, rotten cheater. And technically, Chip Hazard is the brains. He is the mind, he is the driving force, and his men, his soldiers, are just extensions of his will and his body. Everything they do is according to his plan. Therefore, he is, without a doubt, the leader of this group and the most dangerous of them. Now, once upon a time, All-American weapon industry company Globotech decided to buy All-American toy company Heartland Toys so that they could get all the American dollars for themselves. And it was a great strategy put forward by CEO Gil Myers, played by none other than Dennis Leary. That strategy was to come in, get the two best toy developers, Larry and Irwin, see what they got. Now, one of them had a thing called the Gorgonites, and it was supposed to help kids learn stuff, and it was going to be education, and all these cute little monsters, they're going to be fascinated by the world, they're going to have this land that they were from, and it was all peaceful and foresty, and Gil thought that was boring as frack. Fortunately, the other dude had this really cool presentation of these soldiers called the Commando Elite, led by Major Chip Hazard. They bust out of boxes, they play with kids, they do all this really cool stuff in the ad, but not in real life. And that bugged Mr. Myers. So he decided, you know what would be cool? If we had toys that actually could play back. They could interact with toys. They could be the Commando Elite. Because everything else is just a toy. And so that was the task put forward to Larry and Irwin. To make these toys that could interact with kids. Great task. They were told that they had the full and unlimited resources of Globotech at their disposal. Whatever it was they needed to do, Globotech. They could do it. So... using the password of Gizmo, one brainchild decided to order CPU chips called the Globotech X1000, because they needed CPUs for the toys, because these were basically wee little robots that were going to be programmed and stuff. So he got the Globotech X1000, because apparently there was a fuckload of them over that were, how can I put this, recalled, but it's okay, because they're there, so they're available. So he put these chips into Major Chip Hazard and into the Gorgonites, who Mars has decided would be the adversaries, the monsters these guys have to hunt down.
and it was all going swimmingly well, apart from one small thing. That microchip that got put into them is actually like a supercomputer enhancement chip for weapon systems, and is a little bit alive and took the basic programming of these toys and turned them full fucking sentient. Now, admittedly, we can't exactly say that they're fully cognitive at first. They're limited by their mission structure. The commando elite has to show no mercy to the Gorgonites, while the Gorgonites have to run for their miserable, morbid lives from the commando elite because there's no mercy for them. So, naturally enough, as time goes by, the Globotech X-1000 ups the intelligent quota because they start to learn about the world. Now, this is where life gets interesting. The Gorgonites get taken in by the owner of the shop that managed to wrangle these toys in the first place. The Commando Elite bust loose and decide they're going to track them down. They use, first thing that's defined is standard issue is insufficient, as stated by Major Chip Hazard when he takes the kids' toys that they're given, snaps them in half, indicating straight away, hey, guess what? We know, we're going to need real, actual, sharp objects.
Small soldiers in your game wasn't easy, by the way, Roche, yes.
So they set out to arm themselves with the tools that are found around the toy shop, because the guy who owns the toy shop is restoring stuff. So they've got like files and saw blades and things like that. They make bayonets, machetes, razor blades, whatever the fuck comes to handy. Now, as the film progresses, Major Chip Hazard and his command elite demonstrate an inordinate amount of, how can I put this, brutality, destructiveness, and sheer wanton violence that I can only applaud. For one thing, they grab a Gorgonite and try to put the little bastard head first into a garbage disposal so that, you know, it's like proper death for this guy. Over the course of the film, they use military tactics on numerous occasions, things like surveillance, to spot the soft targets that they will then go after in order to leverage the Gorgonites, how to best infiltrate the home that they're in. It's just fantastic seeing Chip Hazard, voiced by Tommy Lee Jones, commanding his men, each one a specialist in their own field, and only he knows how to best put them together, to wield them as a fist, to do things like drugging the parents of a neighbor so that they can infiltrate the home, or hogtied said kid, because, well, she is one of those soft targets that they've notified, so they're planning on using her as a hostage so that the kid that has the Gorgonites will bring them over, because he's mad for this young one played by Kirsten Dunst. The bike-driving semi-boyfriend wants to get into her pants of Kirsten Dunst, ends up getting his leg set on fire for his troubles. I think it was with a flamethrower, I can't really remember, it's been a while. Over the course of the movie, one of Hazard's men dies. Hazard's solution to this death is to necrotize his soldier using the CPU chip in him to basically zombify and create his own backup army of killer Gwendolyn dolls. Basically, essentially Barbies that have now been turned into military-grade killing machines with smiles on their faces and really sharp nails, voiced by Sarah Michelle Gellar and Christina Ricci, alternate times. Yeah. Now, another one of the things that these guys do, obviously because they're military, they have no problem using explosives, things like dynamite, very, very effectively. They will happily stick a chunk of dynamite into a box they think is filled with the enemy and blow those fuckers to pieces. But that's okay if that doesn't work, because all you need to do is let them anywhere near any kind of appliances and they will create war machines, buggies and tank-like vehicles that spit things like flaming fucking buzzsaw blades. You know, like the blades you get like a fret saw? Yeah, one of them doused in lighter fluid in a toaster, but actually two of them, one in each fucking thing, ba-doom, shot right at you. Flaming fucking razor blades. You know that really great military tactic, the psychological torture of blazing really loud metal music and things like that to disorientate your enemies? What's more disorientating than the Spice Girls asking you what you really, really want?
I'll tell you what, said, what telling I really, really want. Dun.
Yeah. They used a nail gun to strafe. And I don't mean like put a couple of holes. I mean properly strafe. They had like a fucking skateboard on like a turret, strafing a house with a fucking nail gun. A nail gun. They were not messing around on that one. They used tennis balls they were setting on fire, propelling through the house. They managed to outfit a toy helicopter with wee little fucking missiles that were proper, whatever surplus they had gotten from the fireworks. They had gotten the stuff down and made actual weaponry out of it. So
all in all, I can say that Major Chip Hazard and his commando elite, because never forget, this is an army. There were maybe a couple of 100,000 of these things. No, wait, 500,000. That was the order they had of the CPUs. 500,000 of these things running around, upgraded, all under the command of Major Chip Hazard or any other Major Chip Hazard that might come along, with proven ability to upgrade any toy they encounter, making them part of the vast military might and machine that has one purpose: to eliminate the Gorgonites, and after that to eliminate the idiotic humans, because we all know that's next on the agenda. Never ever doubt that. Major Chip Hazard and his commando elite are coming for you.
So your guy delegates all the stuff to other people?
Oh no, he was the one flying that chopper. He was the one flying that chopper and blowing
shots fired.
What I'm hearing is a finger pointer with flat haircut. That's what I'm hearing.
He leads from the front. He will get involved. It's not his fault that he didn't die. If he leads from the front,
Blade's going to beat him, so, because Blade leads from the back, from what we understand.
That's all right.
He'll take it. The poop shoot. That's what he's saying. Chip Hazard.
It's like 2 seconds out the gate. While we deliberate,
because we haven't done a trailer in a while,
Aerial superiority. Helicopters with missiles, motherfuckers.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a quick ad break. Just one of the funny Gorecast trailers we have from over in American Horror. You should go check out the show.
Wait, hang on. Before we do, Buzz, do you want to ask that question that you always do?
I kind of thought I already did.
Okay, ask
No, he just said I thought I already been... did. No, don't bat him up again. He had the opportunity. He didn't take it.
No, go check your Discord.
He's after sending you toy porn, hasn't he?
Yep. I'm not back when we come back, guys, because I've got multiple viruses. It's just like,
your laptop is infected.
Yeah.
What virus does it have? All of the viruses. Your laptop has all of the viruses. It was like somebody delivered them as a fucking .exe file or something.
Oh my god.
/install virus.exe.
I didn't even click on the video. I just read the words that was in the video, and I'm already regretting every decision. Should I read them out loud?
Yeah, fuck it.
No, actually, there's an R word that shouldn't be said over on YouTube, so we'll just cut to that trailer.
You can edit it in your head. Right? Like, you have the ability to swap words out, right?
I do. English sub, the day stuffed toys suddenly attack beautiful girls, plush, sex without permission. And delete.
Well, he did edit it.
We don't even have any women working for the Gorecast, and I might need to hire someone to work out some workplace ethic relation rules or whatever, just so I can be like, Giz, we need to watch.
We're still trying to figure it out, but either way, you work for us.
Our human resources would quit under 5 minutes. Yeah.
I would just like to say, Buzz started that little thing. I finished it.
What do you mean we quit? We haven't even started the show yet. Nope.
Goddamn indie cinema with your tiny little arms and your no bloody budgets. That's all it is.
Oh, I'm sick of this crap. I'm gonna level up this shit. Holy Sensu beats! Indie's got over 9,000.
If you want to find out exactly what the state of independent cinema is now, go over to American Horrors this Sunday, 8:30-ish CST PM, where you can see me and what's left of that thing giving you our opinions on exactly how independent cinema has leveled up. Ha!
That was Giz and I being in Street Fighter.
I get to throw a fire.
You got to throw it confusingly, a Kamehameha. Fighting in Street Fighter. I love an old genre blend. It was Street Fighter.
But it makes sense. It makes sense.
Because it gave me an excuse to Giz anime here.
Works for me.
It was basically. Anyway, we're into the beatdown section of the show.
Gentlemen, start your insults.
That's not my chick works.
Terminator.
Oh. And
your chick is susceptible like, to no.
Watch, she's near.
Getting a CPU ripped out trauma. Like we saw that in the movie.
So is your guy.
Oh yeah, but my guy has
your guy.
Guys.
No, not in this. He doesn't. It's everybody's. Yeah. There are four toys in a room.
I told you I cheat.
Well, you're not allowed to cheat.
Never allowed you, to cheat.
It's why when you said I've cheated, I was like, he's completely forgotten that all of these result in four people in a room.
Okay, in that case, fair enough. But he is going to have that helicopter.
How is he going to have the fucking helicopter? It's four people in a room.
Because he built it before.
That's how he got there.
Yeah.
It's not very big. He can fit in the room.
It's just a, like it's.
If we waited for him to walk there, it'd been taken forever. So like he just helicoptered in.
That's fine. You're forgetting that also outside of all of everyone else's dolls, Megan's the only one that's human fucking size.
Oh yeah, dude. What? Yeah.
Like she, my your helicopter, now, she can just hulk out. Like all of the things that would affect the people that your helicopter affected in the movie, they don't affect Megan. She's got a fucking titanium exoskeleton. Everything.
Yeah. No, my only thought was like if she could, like if they somehow we
all
got
the
her on the
there,
ground,
at her is just
you could at least try to rip out her CPU.
Actually, hang on a minute. You, Magic Boy, just teleport her away.
Yeah, I was gonna
get
that. Once
he can teleport
people, he can teleport. I don't think he can teleport people.
Yeah, so
yeah,
like he's also got electrokinesis, so like he could just fry her ass.
That didn't work.
And while he's busy doing that, Blade, you get him.
That didn't work. Didn't they try shocking her in the movie?
I don't think they got the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't think they did. But either way, electronics don't handle charge well.
Yeah, but she's like, this isn't like a fucking toaster, dude. Do you know what I mean?
And we're not on about sticking it into a fucking socket. Right.
But I mean, like, if his puppet can generate electricity,
well, then that's Chip Hazard fucked. Because the minute he gets hit by that electricity, his chip inside in his body is going to fucking fly instantaneously.
Yeah.
That's assuming that he aims for Chip Hazard, but why would he aim for Chip
He's
Hazard?
He's going to have to aim for Chip Hazard eventually.
Like eventually, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but hopefully. No. Like I said, Blade, while he's distracted, let's get him.
Or how about.
That's not how it works.
He's trying to make other people do things again, like he did with the little bots. You can't do that.
What?
Because I didn't realize that Buzz has had so many powers.
I like am playing to my strengths.
I also have telekinesis.
The only thing that Buzz can do is the electrokinesis that I'd be worried about. Because her sentiency isn't like... I don't think he can control that. It's a generated AI sentiency. It's not like controlling somebody's mind. Blade, on the other hand, is a human soul in a puppet.
Right.
Which is why when you said that fact, I was like, uh-oh.
I can also turn you into a dummy and use my powers.
How do you turn a robot into a dummy?
Hang on.
It's only humans he's been turning into dummies. He hasn't turned anything inanimate into a dummy.
If he has mind control, I have in the past heard the argument that because electronic signals and brain signals are basically kind of the same, like it's miniature electronic pulses going through, theoretically,
yes,
a psychic
theoretically.
Could... affect electric systems. Well, considering it was Judge Dredd and they didn't
did it. So that's not even theoretically. That's in a fake movie. It was theoretical. So that's saying a lot.
No, it was comic. It was not the Judge Dredd movie. And let's face it, when it comes to things like this, it's all fake. It's all
whatever.
Science.
But buzzes can also like throw shit around.
I don't even have to do anything. You can in my own freaking thing. But sit back and let you guys.
But
build
this.
Oh no, I'm going for you first.
You're asking like, your powers.
You're the one I'm worried about. Out of the other two, I'm going going for but like slapping the clown. I would assume if people were to prioritize, that'd be the one to go for first.
I'm going for Megan first. Like if Slappy can put her on her ass, rip out a CPU.
Yeah.
You
see, this is throw you.
You gotta unscrew shit to get out the CPU.
Has Slappy ever teleported
no.
with somebody?
Has what?
Has Slappy ever teleported
no.
with
I don't
somebody?
Think so.
He can teleport himself.
I thought it was just like his own self-defense.
And also, yeah. them saying he can teleport is because he randomly appeared, like he'd be sitting on a table and then yeah. he'll appear over on a couch. There's no actual, I don't think there's any pretext in the show or the books to say he literally teleports.
Because, yeah, no, I was just going off of the telekinesis and the other stuff.
Electrokinesis, then. Her mind might be sentient and its own thing, but at the end of the day, electricity is the
yeah.
lifeblood
that
runs through
her
veins.
What sort of juice is Packy slapping? Or Slappy packing?
It's not about slap.
No, it does. It does matter. Yeah, it does matter. Like, if he's just like turning on a cell phone, he's not fucking.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. Even a fucking cell phone can take a pretty high whack of charge before it'll fucking fry.
Right.
And she's way above the cell phone. Like, she's
right.
on a battery level that I.
It doesn't need to. I don't think he needs to generate electricity. If he can control
no, he can't
electricity,
control electricity. He can control he's able to shoot electricity.
He just throws electricity.
Then why did he say electrokinesis? Okay, so it's just generating. It's not
unless it's just he's able to flick the lights on and off with his mind.
Yeah, like what's, I was just reading the list that they put. It didn't specify.
May I ask what website?
I don't remember. I was on a few different ones.
Hang on. How about we just go with your? How about we just go with your knowledge? Has he ever manipulated?
From the stuff that I've read, no.
No,
but he's
when get
okay.
when he has gotten angry occasionally, lights and shit have flickered on and off.
Where was
okay? So could he shut her down
I
then?
Don't
if that's
think
the
so, because a light and a fucking AI robot, like she's probably. Like, she mightn't even be controlled by... Like,
I mean, I know
she
she's got to
be
controlled.
Like, realistically, she mightn't even be controlled by electricity. It might be some sort of, like, something else, if you know what I mean.
But if that something else could be stopped...
Yeah, how do you...
Or, more importantly, okay. if the flow of energy from that something else could be stopped, then it's basically the essential equivalent of...
So here it says, in
whatever.
My friend's
how are you gonna
Slappy,
do it?
Slappy use... And here it's,
if he's telekinetic.
And here it says, in my friend Slappy, Slappy uses electric zaps.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all down to
okay,
what
either
level
way,
of electric zap is a tiny puppet able to generate.
Right, but no, even with telekinesis, if Slappy held her down...
yeah, but the thing is, how telekinetic is he? There's a difference between flipping a lamp off a table and holding a fucking
so
super-powered AI robot.
So here is telekinesis...
You don't want to. You don't need to.
As telekinesis says, this power is introduced in Goosebumps 2 and is first used by Slappy when he uses a hose to knock both Tommy and his gang off their bikes. It is used once more when he controls a pen and writes down the answers to someone's homework.
So small shit is what he's...
Last time he uses it was to prevent someone
there,
from opening the door.
You can't... There's no... This is this is a factual beatdown. There's no fucking hypothesis.
Right,
it's either fact or it isn't.
Statement, small
bounce off
if
each other.
You could listen to me for 2 seconds. I think I have it. Whatever the energy source that's in Megan, it is a battery that then powers
well,
the rest of
it's not a battery
correct?
Because she doesn't charge.
No, she does.
There is.
You don't have to plug her in.
No, remember she said on that pad.
That
she
I
did.
Think that.
I thought that was a charge.
Wait, no,
because
when she was living with them in the house, did she have that pad as well?
Yeah, she sat by the window.
Okay,
right
next maybe
to
that is some sort of charging facility.
Okay, the point that I'm making is this. Right? The point that I'm making is this. She has some form of power supply battery. All you need to do is telekinetically stop her. Hey, sir. All you need to do is telekinetically stop whatever it is that allows
the question,
power to go from
dude,
the battery
he's
to the rest. Like,
so far,
small
his telekinesis is moving a very small fucking hose. And if I remember correctly in the show, it wasn't like he threw the hose so hard that it knocked the kids off anything. It was he like threaded it through the wheels of their bikes. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot
that's
of
even that's even less yeah. than I thought. I thought like maybe
he
held he it
also,
and then clotheslined into it.
He also has boiling fluids where he can shoot hot green vomit nasal fluid out of his mouth and nose to burn people.
Titanium, exo.
This is all.
I was gonna say that just burns off. She's gonna
not look like a kid anymore and look like a fucking killer robot.
He's also has
also
ghost
your telekinesis form. Involves you being able to fucking manipulate what would presumably be very, very structurally placed inside a titanium exoskeleton. All he's been able to move is a hose and a pyro.
He also has ghost form, so if he is killed or destroyed, he comes back as a ghost and he can fly, possess others, and...
Can he possess objects?
Doesn't look like it says objects.
No, he's placed in the puppet body.
But he also said that Slappy can come back, like, because the whole immortal thing.
I think
he can hop.
So the only two, the possessing people side of it, Chip Hazard is cool. I am cool. Blade might have a problem because Blade's got a soul in him.
Right.
But also, if you
I'm not gonna lie. Slappy came out like a little beefier than I was expecting.
This is why I'm starting to question a lot of the powers because I'm kind of like it's.
Oh, the place that I got him shows like in what books and what like what happened and stuff like that. So it's not they're just saying powers without any.
What did he zap? Did he zap? Does it say what he zapped? And what was the effect?
It just says, in my friends, and it doesn't go into depth what happens. It just says, in my friend Slappy uses electric zaps. That's
my friend Slappy's the book, right?
One of them, Not that I'm aware of.
If there was a clip or something, I could try and fucking work out.
The teleportation is through the Goosebumps movies, like the newer ones. That's what using the. It just says, in order to get to some places, though, it is used a few times where he's seen walking in the film.
Sad thing is, I think this is going to come down to a draw because
there's no goddamn draws this week.
And Megan.
Okay. No.
And Megan is going to fucking walk through the other two.
If I have to sit here till 3 o'clock in the morning and argue my point, we're getting a fucking. Someone's winning or losing.
Cool. Megan, how do you kill a fucking ghost?
I don't need to kill the
ghost. Throw that shit out there. But he's immortal, so like you can't technically.
Yeah,
off
but
him.
The vessel's done. Like once he's a ghost, I couldn't give a shit about him being a ghost. He can't possess me. He's somebody else's fucking problem.
Well, I might not be able to possess you, but I might be able to possess something else that.
Yeah, but the fight's over. You're going to have to go somewhere else to do that. That's a different fight. That's a different fight. If you have to leave the arena to come back and sort out the problem that's happened, I think you've eliminated yourself from the fight.
Oh, he also has the ability to freeze people in place. Which in animation. I don't know, that's what it just
Wouldn't
says.
That be part of the mind control, though?
Could be. Separate powers, so
that'd be part of the mind control, I would assume, or the telekinesis.
You would think so, but it's all separate because they also have mind control where it says,
like, is it freeze people in place as in they're frozen as in ice or frozen as in
that was the thing he said in animation,
in animation, like so you would stop moving,
as in he,
this is
in animation, gotcha, sorry.
Well, no, this is
because I was envisioning reality being warped and a person being like stuck onto
just to freeze people in place, which means you don't move.
What are you fucking smoking?
Inanimate.
Okay, so would that work on
Sub-Zero's? Yeah,
I don't know because I don't know what it is.
I could because if I could freeze you in, or like freeze you in place,
yeah, but
if
it's it's a freezing in place via mind control, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's a separate thing.
But
how
does he do it? What is it?
I can't get into it, because it just says in Diary of a Dummy he can freeze people in place. It doesn't specify how he
does
it.
From the mind control.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mind control is its own separate power, so I would.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. What they are currently logging down is incidences of him doing stuff. the freezing people in place thing. Unless like I see him like freeze something thrown at him and he can just freeze it in time, it's probably the mind control.
Right.
He's stopping them.
Like you will stop moving and then like freeze.
If he can stop objects moving, then it's time thing or something. Otherwise, it's just control of the person's body, essentially stopping their muscle movement.
Yeah,
which would be mind control.
And I can't even like fuck up Chip's battery, like stab him in the back and like toss him at her.
All the time we haven't even gotten into the conversation of just how like all of this. There's a lot of stuff running on the fact that Megan might be standing still. Megan ain't slow.
Oh no, she's not slow. But
I thought you automatically said that you were jumping for the fucking.
Oh
magic
yeah, I know.
User.
But like, it's like, do you know what I mean? She's able to like, she's a robot. She's able to like adjust in air, go into fucking evil crab mode, fucking do. Do you know what I mean?
Because by all means, like, I knew there was going to be screws and stuff like that, but it was that whole, like, there's three of us, so I was kind of hoping for, like, a distracted and just, like, slowly tear into her.
I don't think there's anything Blade can
do. As Blade has always done.
Blade can do, because it's him using a tiny knife on a human exoskeleton, or a fucking titanium exoskeleton.
Well, but the thing is, her, right, but it's, like, it's not like she's, like, everything in her is sealed. It's just the exoskeleton.
No, she's pretty sealed.
I mean,
they had to drop
still...
like something fucking crazy heavy on her to like smash her head in, and even at that, she was still like. Nyeh, nyeh. And even at that,
to be
like,
fair,
the same way he was going on about his doll not dying, I would imagine sequel two is that she's uploaded her fucking consciousness and downloaded it in somewhere else. So I know she's not a ghost, but she's able to do similar shit.
Right.
To be fair, there was that moment where all of us were watching the film and they say, we're using titanium core. We're just like, no.
Yeah, you made a Terminator. You made a Terminator. I don't know how many people how many of us are in the chat and how many people are in the chat. Because this is why I'm saying I don't think.
I'm in.
I'm in as well.
I'm in.
Okay, and so is Giz. Right, so there's like.
I can't. Well, no, I'm not in the. I can't. No,
you don't. That's fine. He's. Yeah, you don't need to be.
He's right. How many of us were watching?
I'm just trying to work out. Is there a point doing a vote to the audience?
Like, I'm not going to lie. When I came in here, I was like, well, I'm dropping Slappy. I thought that was going to be an easy go.
So did I.
And then Slappy came in a little bit than
I didn't
was expecting.
I didn't realize that he was a little fucking magic user.
Yeah, I didn't either until I just went to the Goosebumps wiki and then I just looked him up and I had like all of his. Powers, I was like, oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie, I walked in with like, okay, Slappy's down. It's gonna be between me and Giz. I don't know who Johnny's picking yet. Like, I thought I was at least. And then all of a sudden he's like, I can boil shit.
There's some things I didn't write down because I must have skipped over them or something.
Honestly,
some reason.
The only two things I think that are saving me in relation to what Slappy's able to do is the fact that I'm a human-sized robot, so presumably I'm even fucking heavier than a fucking 12 or 13-year-old kid. I have a titanium body. He's only been seen to move small objects. So I don't know if he's got the juice. I don't know if he's got the juice to fuck a robot across the room.
I still think that the ability to move small objects could be useful by moving small objects in the giant robot.
But most of the time, though, when that shit happens, you have to know what you're doing. Like, you have to know what's in there.
Yeah,
so,
this is all unknown
like,
tech.
There's not going to be any knowledge of, hey, there's a spot two centers from the right. Detach that. Like,
I don't know. Rattle it around. See
how do you rattle it around if you can't move it?
I'm
not gonna lie, dude. When I found out it was Megan, I'm like, well, at least I got one kill. Now I'm not even sure if I fucking got that because I was like, oh, Megan and Slappy supercharged.
Well, I mean, Blade's awesome because Blade's great at, you know, like you have to take into account how does the puppet master, most of those puppets work in relation to killing people. It's all sneaky shit where they come out of nowhere, cut someone's ankle,
right.
And they hop up
like,
on top.
Dude,
of them.
Like
even if you
tall,
cut Megan's ankle,
I've taken on
like,
aliens.
She's not going down. And that's not including the fact that, like, she's got robot AI technology for fucking scouting areas and stuff like that. So, I mean, the chances of you sneaking up on her are fucking slim to none.
Oh, no, like I said, when you said Megan, I'm like, well, I've lost this round, but I'm taking him with me at least. No.
And as I said, I know Chip Hazard's a war criminal towards other toys and things like that, and he's a dangerous dude and everything, but his tiny little helicopter shenanigans aren't going to do anything to a titanium exoskeleton.
True, but there is unfortunately always one option available to Chip Hazard. If he can't win the day, no one can.
Picks up we heard the beep, beep, beep. Megan picks him up and just goes...
EMP.
Dude, chances are she just stands there and laughs while that timer is going off.
How big of an EMP do you think EMP? A fucking tiny robot's been able to make? Let's be realistic. How big of an EMP does
it? How big of an EMP? Hang on. How big of an EMP does it need to be if Megan's thinking it's a bomb and picks it up?
But you see, that's the thing, man. That doodad that had her
control, he makes her hand
some other fucking thing. It's not like normal electricity. Like it's some sort of like Iron Man shit. Do you know what I mean?
I just don't think his little ass could generate enough to even make her hand numb if she was standing close to him.
I'm
just going to look and see if they say...
Because, I mean, they would have also, child-proofed her so some kid couldn't, electrocute themselves. So she would have been pretty well protected over stupid shit.
Nah, crap, I was hoping I could see what the power source was supposed to be for. Dang.
I mean, I was hoping for my boy to,
Chip Hazard, got some fucking bad news for you there, Budskis.
Shocking.
I was actually looking to see what powers Megan's core, but something came up here. She was able to hack all of the technology, lights, computers, vehicles, and even Gemma's assistant, Elsie, voice imitation.
She's got cyber hacking
abilities. So your chip's whacked.
Incorrect. Chip isn't wireless.
He's
not wireless. Chip Hazard is self-contained.
Oh, yes, that's
all of the true. They all work.
No, not how much money. Sorry, I'm trying to see if there's something about...
Because that would explain, because she did go wireless into the assistant and shit like that.
Yeah, because I'm being fair, I'm picking everybody apart. Like, I'm not just fucking picking you guys.
That's the one that, because they predated all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
no, you're correct. You're correct. You're correct.
So either way, she's just walking around just stomping everything.
Or trying to, at least.
Okay, there's a whole wiki page here. Give me a minute.
The fuck is my wiki page? God damn it.
Model 3 Android known as Megan. For short. She is an android created by a robot scientist that programmed to protect. Eventually, thereby. Biography, personality.
So sidebar, will you pick that up? The Sarah that joined us in the chat, Sarah Nuts, is actually my co host for this week's
Hello,
show.
Sarah Nuts.
So, nice.
Okay, so abilities. Enhanced strength, increased durability, tensing, and facial recognition. No, there's nothing about the actual. Biography.
Small wonder, Code Joseph. Like the original Megan.
Yeah, no, none of this is fact. This is more of a just rundown of the show. Right. Full discretion, do we think it's down to Megan and Slappy?
I do.
Unless my nuclear option works, probably. Or my EMP option, I said, not nuclear.
He would have had to bring the EMP with him, though.
He is the EMP.
Alright, okay, he's not knocking her out.
Once again, this is the, if she wait for her to get close enough and...
Too small. Don't think so.
I still say, he might get a limb numb. That's about
if it. If even. You might get, a half a second of
I don't know. Maybe if she decides to, if he can taunt her, brings her up close to the face, you know, where that central CPU is
okay,
located.
I'll reword what I said and I'll just resolve this argument. She punt kicks him across the room. There you go. So.
Right, Chip Hazard.
When she does that, Blade's little dagger eyes pop out with it. Oh, shit.
We're down to. I don't know what way we're going to do this.
Well, but I mean, like you said, if he's going to leave to go possess another doll, then he is technically out of the game.
Because it's just, like I know he exhibits telekinesis, but it's a hose pipe and a fucking pyro.
It's one of those things where there's a list of powers, but the powers are vague, so it's kind of hard to say how they could be used in against Megan, at least. Because
I mean, like, if they ever did something... Right, if they did something like Slappy, you know, moved a fucking car to block some kids from whatever, that's at least something. Like, Slappy could move a car, but a garden hose and a pen just doesn't really show.
And I honestly think, I love Blade from the Puppet Master movies, and Blade's one of my favorites, but I honestly think, like, once he goes and starts trying to hack into Megan, she's just going to pick him up and rip him in half.
Yeah, no, like, mine was more of, like, sneaky, kind of like, hey, if I can get here, maybe... But I'm definitely not like fucking her up by any way, shape, or form.
So, Sarah, seeing as you're in the chat, you could be our like a icebreaker. Oh, Joseph's still here as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah and Joseph, who do you think is one of the killer clown? Killer clown stuck in my head.
You know, Roachy's still in there as well, right?
I haven't seen him say anything in a while.
He said something a few minutes ago.
Ages ago.
Right.
When you were talking about small soldiers.
But I got to give Joseph props for bringing up the Small Wonder TV show, like the original Megan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Joseph and Sarah, maybe. If you're still alive. Who do you think wins?
Are you going to put in the vote thing?
Will I? For the two of them? They could just go... They could just write the names of the characters in the chat.
Joseph, I feel like it'd be quicker just to type it. There we go.
I probably would lean more towards that too, because even though, like, the powers are very vague, so it's like, I'm obviously, as opposed, like, there's certain ones that Slappy would have that probably be able to handle the other two, but Megan with certain things, because I mean they're smaller, so I probably would be able to, you know, toss Blade around or toss Chip Hazard around
Honestly, I think you could possess, if not control, Blade.
Yeah,
like, I don't know though, like, just because he's got a human soul, it's still,
but I think that's
What makes him susceptible.
If you've got the human soul, you've got the consciousness, and it's the consciousness that the kind of body takeover would
possess.
Work with, presumably.
Or my acid vomit stuff will just last about a year.
Yeah, but the acid vomit's only going to fucking bother Megan's skin.
I wasn't in talking to
him. No, he's talking about me.
Late. All right. We're calling it Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta stop picking my favorites and like try to like.
Now that we're calling Megan, I'll tell you the one weakness that she has that would really fuck. Might have been an issue. She doesn't do great with water.
So you mean
is there, hang on a minute?
No, I've already declared the winner. Hang on. This is pre-chat now.
No. Four guys. No.
Yeah, but no way.
Four guys in the room. Where the fuck's the water?
Oh yeah, no, true. Right. I'm just saying the vomit might have had a similar effect.
Oh, like seeping into
maybe
shit.
I don't know. It depends on how liquidy and viscous it is, because the water...
Yeah.
Now, in saying that, the water didn't, like, kill her. It just shut her down for, like... I can't... brief moment.
I also have something that would have been somewhat easy to stop Slappy for the other two, was if you say the words that is on its card... That brings him to life backwards. It's supposed to put him.
And was that like to sleep? Textual knowledge? What? Like, would that have been in literature? Like, in the story, was there some sort of text or scroll? Would it have been online?
Yeah, because it comes up somewhere.
Would it have been online?
I don't know.
Maybe by the time this fight's happened.
I was going to say, because you're looking at books that came out in the 90s. Yeah, but they're all online now. The internet was...
This is
so she could just walk in like a boss, Megan, and be like,
Megan could have just walked in, seen Slappy referenced, and just went, "Oh, okay." Blip, 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 blip,
blip, blip. Yeah.
And the other two are like, "Oh, fuck."
I was looking at his weakness. It says, "The ancient words that bring Slappy to life can be used to put him back to sleep temporarily, but Slappy's biggest fear is that someone will find a way to put him back to sleep for good." And another weakness is termites. So if you somehow have termites,
he's made of wood.
Because he's wood. Yeah. But it says
by that same respect, Megan's weakness is thermite.
Maybe.
So if you have some thermite, no, definitely. There's no maybe about it. It's pretty fucking certain.
Slappy Beware reveals that if Slappy were to ever hear someone say the words to bring him back to life, put him to sleep in reverse order, it would permanently put him to sleep and he could never be woken again.
Oh, right. So there's a good chance that Megan could have just metroplex. Googled in her brain what those words were and you would have been dead.
It would have been a pretty quick fight, yeah.
I
wasn't going to give you guys the ammo. So.
Power of the internet, kids.
So, yeah. Which Megan wins.
Okay. That was fun. I finally won one. All of my research, all I had to do was merge my face onto a young female robot. Oh, actually, Sarah wasn't here for that. Here. We'll do it again. Because it's great.
Your goal is to protect Katie from harm.
Research shows if you force a child to eat vegetables, they'll be less likely to choose those foods as adults.
You should probably run. I won't let anything harm you. Ever again.
Megan, your goal is to protect Katie from...
It's too good. It's too good. It's too good. Anyway, thanks for joining us for the killer thingamajig beatdown. Killer doll beatdown. That's the word. I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional. I pay attention. But before we go, as is customary, I need to pull up a window here first.
Window.
Hey,
window.
Oh my, this is going to be an interesting one. Okay. As is customary, Buzz has scoured around the internet to find me some of the weirdest shit for me to read out because people like the sound of my voice and they also like weird things. So we've kind of amalgamated both of these things into a singular entity. Skink. There we go. Right. So, what have you got for me this week? What is it?
It's another follow up to the last thing where it's
crazy
some
Craigslist ads.
Wanted ads.
Okay. Yeah. Right. To all you hunters who kill animals for food, shame on you. You ought to go to the store and buy the meat that was made there. Where no animals were hurt.
Yeah, hunters.
Oh, God, it just makes my head hurt.
Jody. Right. Not sure how many characters I can fit into one advertisement, but here goes nothing. I wanted to ask you a very important question and a very important and timely question, seeing as it is Valentine's Day. Will you, ma... Jody continued. Well, we found out how my character is getting an advertisement. Can you cake dinner tonight, or will I? Because I kind of wanted to finish Breaking Bad anyway. Let me know. Love, Alex.
Something he could have just easily gone down the hall or wherever this person was.
Wanted.
But that wouldn't have been the point.
Someone to grind or chew hay for horse with bad teeth. Contact James Bud Williams. From a place called Carterville, where you should move, Carter. Because that'd be great.
Yeah.
I own this city.
After this, no. I'm good.
Are you chewing hay?
Situations wanted. We'll clean your home. We'll take in washing and ironing in my home. We'll also tattoo pet dog at your home. I'm assuming that was supposed to be shampoo.
That's definitely a place that tattooing's never gone. I would hope so.
Oh, yeah, that would make more sense.
I mean, I've always thought my dog would look cool with, like, little, like, flame skull things, but no.
You read that one. This one's my favorite.
Amazing. Sorry, we are closed due to short staff. Hire taller staff because I need a taco.
That really wasn't a one episode. I'm like, that's a guy. I'm picking that one. I don't care.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tombstone. Standard gray. A goodbye for someone named Grady.
Yeah. A lot of Grady's in the world.
Pig. Sorry, what a title. That's the title. It's not even the first word in the sentence. That's the title.
That'll
pig,
that'll
I saw you. Oh my God, it's not even an advertisement for a pig. What the? Okay. Pig.
No,
I'll just read it. Pig, yeah. I saw you at Tiki Bob's. You grabbed my butt and I told you if you did that again, I'd kill you. You did. I need your address now. Oh my.
Ooh. Oh my. The effort it takes to put an ad out.
Chronically overweight, 6 p.m. Chronically overweight, bring your own chair. Free.
I mean, don't
win an arrow pointing to bring, as in like one on make bring your own chair.
Yeah, bring your own chair, goddammit.
And then we read this one last week. Full size mattress, Royal Tonic, 20-year warranty, like new, slight smell of urine, $40. Right, that's it from us over here at the Gorecast for tonight. I'll be back on Twitch tomorrow doing some Daisy shenanigans, and then we're going to be back on Thursday where we're going to hold a whole host of movie reviews for you. So we'll catch you then, and here's a couple of the Daisy clips to see us out and to give you a taste of what you might catch tomorrow. See y'all then. Gorecast out, fuckers. Bye-bye.
Wait, go in the front yard, go in the back.
Dead.
You are?
He's dead.
Nice, where was he?
Top of the stairs waiting for us.
Nice. Whoa. Oh, that was you double tapping, was it?
Yeah, just always do the double tap. Oh, mama.
Same guy?
Yeah. He had all of the shit.
That's a different guy.
Bye now.
Oh no! Oh no! This is a nightmare.
Is in the helicopter?
Clearly.
How they doing?
Let's find out.
I think they're murderers.
You are the cannibals.
Those are the cannibals. Right, run.
Hello?
How you doing? Nope.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, I'm walking here.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Hey, get off these streets. You already know I run these streets.